As we mentioned, the importance of being earnest is David Hyde Pierce's second directing gig, now playing at the Williamstown Theater Festival. It runs through July 14th. It is a Damon Runyon Guys and Dolls take on the famous Oscar Wilde comedy starring Tyne Daly as Lady Rocknell. And the production comes after David Hyde Pierce's directorial debut, the George Street Playhouse production of It Should Have Been You, also with Tyne Daly. David Hyde Pierce has won 4 Emmys for his television work on Frasier, and it's a great pleasure to welcome him back to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks. Good to talk to you guys. How are you?
Well, wonderful. And it's wonderful to talk to you, and thank you very much for joining us on the telephone. We have pretty much talked to everyone involved in this production at one point or another, and it's just amazing and lovely. I assume you are enjoying the process of watching this all bloom.
Yeah, it's been, this started for me in, January or February, this production, but it's an idea that's been sort of festering in my brain for years, and to see it all come together, to see it, especially at Williamstown, because Williamstown is such a such a joyous place to work because of the beauty of the surroundings, the kind of what the heck atmosphere of it, which this production certainly embraces, and this amazing group of designers and actors that we've put together. All of that has made it just a really one of the I would say highlights of my career in terms of just creativity and pleasure.
So when we talk about that creativity, one of the things that's so marvelous about the premise, the idea of it, is that it shows the flexibility, the versatility of Oscar Wilde's language.
Well, yeah, that wasn't really my intention. What happened was I recognized in the way the characters in Ernest use language that it was identical, and in some ways literally identical. There are passages which are completely mirrored in the work of Damon Runyon, who's the great short story writer whose work Guys and Dolls was based on. And it's also a pattern of speaking that would be familiar to anyone who's seen gangster movies, even up to Goodfellas and things like that, where there's a sort of a hyper articulate way of speaking, in which people don't tend to use contractions, and they sometimes use surprisingly elaborate words, and also sometimes made up words. In Damon Runyon's characters, they might refer to money as lettuce and hand grenades as pineapples. And in Oscar Wilde's world, they refer to philandering running about as bunburying. So there are parallels, but it was never meant to reveal anything in the play in a weird way, but what was already there. I think the bottom line for me was, aside from it not feeling any need to do a traditional production because it has been done frequently very well, including there was recently a production at Williams College. There was a great production with Brian Bedford on Broadway. So that wouldn't have made me want to do it. But we're so used to the play, we have such strong ideas of what the play is, that I had hoped that by putting it in this different context and giving it to a different sort of characters who could still speak this language appropriately, we'd just simply be reminded about how great the play is and maybe find things in it that we took for granted, rediscover things that we were taking for granted.
And that's exactly what I meant by the flexibility, because you can hear that language in a whole new way because it is presented in this whole new way.
Yes, and there's another thing, which is, of course, the aristocracy and the class system of Britain at that time, late Victorian Britain. What you realize is that kind of class system is completely mirrored in the world of gangsters, in the underworld. There is a hierarchy. There are issues about being connected to the family and not being connected to the family, what it is to be an outsider trying to get in, issues of money, issues of pretending to be something you're not, and the whole idea of living a life which is a reflection of society, and yet in some ways flies in the face of society. That is exactly what Oscar's characters are doing. It is exactly what people in the gangster world would do, and it is exactly what ended up throwing Oscar Wilde in prison and ultimately ending his life. So it what started out as a sort of just a frivolous kind of idea, the more we pursued it, the more we realized it really had, there. I think there are reasons that it works, that there are roots in the actual play and in Oscar's life that tie into this.
We spoke to Tyne Daly in our last hour, and she told us the story of how you presented this to her. Did you always have Tyne Daly in mind for the part of Lady Bracknell?
I'll tell you, I would have. What the situation was, we had just finished doing this musical at George Street that you mentioned, and we were planning to bring that to Broadway. And one of the issues we were dealing with Tyne was how much of a time commitment she could make to the show. She had just finished Masterclass, a long run with that, both in the States and in London. And so when this idea for Ernest came up, it didn't occur to me to suggest it to her because I didn't want to add more to her plate on top of the musical. I didn't want to do anything to upset that. But when it was a pure pitch. My partner and I went over to see her in Masterclass in London, and I happened to tell her that I was at work on this, and we both saw her face light up when I was describing the concept. And so we were able to work it out so that she could do both, and that made me very happy.
Yeah. She referred to it as my glimmer. That's what she...
That was exactly what it was, yeah. Yeah.
Do you, when you look at your role as a director, this your second time around, as we mentioned, it should have been you, your first, is that a role now that you're becoming more comfortable with? Do you like that?
I have to confess to you that for as long as I've been in this business, I've never wanted to direct. The moment I started directing the musical, I was comfortable.
Yeah.
I felt like I was doing what I should be doing, which is not to say I don't think I should be acting, and I don't intend to stop acting, but there was never a getting used to it period. It was just like a fish taken to water or something.
In fact, you are going to be back on Broadway in the fall with Sigourney Weaver.
Yes, it'll actually technically be off-Broadway. We're doing this new Christopher Durang play, which I'm excited about because my very first job in New York was Chris's Beyond Therapy. And that was I got my equity card and was introduced to Broadway on then. And so this is a co-production of the McCarver Theater in Princeton, New Jersey, and Lincoln Center. So we'll be at the Mitzi Newhouse Theater in Lincoln Center, which is an off-Broadway house. I'm very excited about it.
It will, and it's Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike. That's a great title.
Yes, it is. Chris has a tradition of sort of playing with classic plays. I did a very first reading. Deborah Monk and I did a very first reading of one act he'd wrote called For Whom the Southern Bell Tolls, which was a hysterical parody of The Glass Menagerie, in which I played, instead of Laura, it was Lawrence, and instead of collecting glass horse animals, he collected the glass swizzle sticks, which were all identical, only he could tell the difference. But sort of lineage, but it's a much more sophisticated play, and this is a sort of, I guess I'd say, an homage to Chekhov and Uncle Vanya in particular. And it's, of course, very funny, but also kind of sweet and touching. So a lovely piece. I'm thrilled to be able to do it.
And you talked about this, and Tyne alluded to this as well, that there are still hopes to have It Should Have Been You go to Broadway?
Yes. Our plan, I mean, we are, as many plays are these days, we're looking for a theater and on the waiting list. But our schedule-wise, we are planning to, hoping to go into rehearsal beginning of the year, of the new year, and open it this coming spring. And that we are still, the producers are still on board for that. We're still moving ahead with those plans. So I am hopeful that will in fact happen.
Well, that's wonderful. In the meantime, David Hyde Pierce's production of Oscar Wilde's The Importance of Being Earnest runs through July 14th on the main stage of the Williamstown Theater Festival. You can find out more information by going to www.wtfestival.org. WTFestival.org. David Hyde Pierce, a great pleasure to have you join us on the special morning. So enjoyed your work, and it's a great pleasure to have you with us once again.
Thanks for having me. It was great talking to you.
Thank you very much. Again, The Importance of Being Earnest, running at Williamstown Theater Festival's main stage through July 14th, WTFestival.org. for more information. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.